Dodgers looking to sweep the Marlins and extend their winning streak to 9. Rich Hill would be facing Chris O'Grady. Let's take you to the top of the first. O'Grady facing Justin Turner.
On 2-1. He lifts a high fly ball to left center field. Ozuna's on the move at the track, at the wall, and gone. Number 11 for Justin Turner. Backspins its way out of here to start the scoring.
Dodgers 2-0. Just beginning the fourth. Taylor leads from third. Infield is in. And Barnes bangs one into center field for a base hit. Austin Barnes knocks in his 20th run of the season. In to score is Taylor, and the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead.
Barnes taps the ground. It was a bluff. He went with a fastball up to strike him out. His 9th already. Another 1-2 pitch. Curveball grounded to the hole in the left side. Turner cuts it off, and Rich Hill, 5 more solid innings. The Marlins get one, but only one. On to the 6th.
Here's 2-1. Hernandez with a fly ball to left field. Ozuna's going back. He's at the wall. He leaps, and he makes a spectacular catch, robbing Kike Hernandez of a home run. Oh, what a play by Marcell Ozuna. Hernandez looking out there in disbelief. Yelich, a tying run with great speed at second base. Ozuna, very good speed at first. No balls, 2 strikes, 4. Swings and misses, and that ends the inning. Kenley Jansen rears back and fires a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. 4 strikes out. The inning is over. The Marlins come up with a run on 3 hits. Leave 2. We'll go to the 9th. Dodgers 3, Miami 2.
Jansen would go on to complete the 4-out save as the Dodgers take this one 3-2. The Dodgers extend their winning streak to 9 and have now won 29 of their last 33 games. Rich Hill was brilliant. 5 innings, 1 run on 5 hits with 9 strikeouts. In his second career start, Chris O'Grady goes 5 innings, allowing 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. Austin Barnes goes 2-for-4 with an RBI in the Dodgers' 3-2 victory over the Marlins on Sunday. Here's Barnes on his performance.
I was trying to elevate the ball. I thought he was going to go cutters in. He's usually a fastball cutter guy, and cutter's usually the best ground ball pitch. So I was just trying to fight something in the air, and luckily enough, I didn't get too much barrel on it and go to the outfield, but it was good to get the run in.
Runs were at a premium today. Justin Turner with the solo shot, and then ends up with the sac fly RBI there as well. Can you just speak to the quality of at-bats that JT's had all season long, as well as just the bat control?
Yeah, our 2-3-4 is pretty good. You know, you got Seager, Turner, and Belly. So, they pick each other up. They pick us up all year. Different ballpark. Might have been a different score today, but we hit some balls good, and JT gave us a good boost right away.
Rich Hill's been tremendous his last 4 times out. This time only gives you 5, but the prior 3 outings gives you at least 7 innings. What was working for him today?
Yeah, just his mix. He was got a lot of swings and misses with his fastball, and his curveball is obviously really good. He just goes right after hitters. He mixes it pretty well. When he's throwing strikes, it's tough for other teams.
How do you know when he has that good balance between the effectiveness of his curveball and that fastball command?
Last 5 starts, I think it's pretty evident that he had his stuff going. I think he's really turned a corner, obviously. Obviously, he's been around forever. He's our guy, and it's fun catching him.
9th opportunity for Kenley to get multiple out saves as far as that is concerned, a 4-out save at least. What was the struggle there for him in the 8th, and obviously shutting it down quickly in the 9th?
Yeah, struggles for Kenley with giving up 2 hits, huh? I don't think there was struggle. I think, they hit some good pitches. They found a hole in the middle. He's competitive as it gets, and he's our guy in the 9th, and, we shorten the games up like that.
You guys have won 9 straight. Can continue to go on and on about the history that you guys are creating. What has worked so well collectively for seemingly so long?
I think, we're just grinding it out. We're making it tough on pitchers and other teams. 1 through 9, we have a really good good plan up there right now. I think that we're wearing people down pretty well, and, it's a different guy every night pretty much.
The Dodgers are off Monday. They'll be in Chicago for a series against the White Sox on Tuesday.